Hi, I am Paula and I live in Brazil. I arrived at the RMI ministry at the end of 2015. My restoration journey began on a night of despair as I typed in the word restoration and wept crying for God's help. He heard my voice, my cry came to his ears, and he led me to the Restore Your Marriage book in Portuguese. The next week, I found the courses and began doing them. And his promises wiped away my tears, and I began to feel fulfilled since then. RMI and Encourage Women helped me to find the reason and the joy I've always searched for. That is something that I love to keep in my memories. While I walk on the shore, listening to Erin's voices in the Be Encouraged videos, even though sometimes I could understand exactly what she was saying, since I speak Portuguese, but the sound of her voice filled my heart and my mind with hope, hope at last. I am so grateful to all the resources we have and for all the women that came before me building the bridges I can walk over. I have to tell you that I have never had a relationship with God. I was at the church, working and doing lots of things, but to be seen by men. While applying the principles, I saw my life changing. I was not worrying about doing. I actually had to learn how to stop doing, to let go, and to let God be my everything. At first, I became a translator, and then he promoted me to be a minister. It seems that all my parents' efforts to give me the opportunity to learn English since I was very young was so that I could help Portuguese-speaking women out. I feel so blessed to be part of this beautiful ministry. I learned that being a minister is like wanting to say, sometimes to shout, to each and every woman that she is unique and precious, and that there is someone, her heavenly husband, that longs to be gracious to her. My beloved is first in my life. Unfortunately, at first, I had to learn it through the pain while destroying my house with my contentious way of being. But making him the first in my life, he arranging all the other persons in the right places. Now I know and feel that he is the first in my life because I began to search for him in every single moment. During the day, I talk to him about everything. I ask him to teach me how to become the bride he wants me to be, because he is my first love. While I was applying the principles and learning the promises, suddenly and wonderfully, my marriage was restored by him. It was like a dream coming true while my husband was opening the door and saying that he was back home with his family. Since then, with all the resources I found here, I could keep on traveling my lifetime journey. My heavenly husband wakes me up with his promises, and some days he sings to me and gives me love songs to sing to him. I learned in Find the Abundant Life that when I am faithful to the Lord and keeping running after him only, I will glow with the radiance of a new bride all my married life. I love the resources we have available, but the How to Be Blessed series has a special place in my heart. It was a real gift I had at the beginning of my journey. And I also highly recommended the Abundant Life lessons. I love the idea of being part of a church without walls, our Restoration Fellowship, a place where women from different places, nations, and religions can come having the same experience of true love and to become His bride, living the love that lasts forever, that we can be together. This is really very beautiful, and I'm so happy to be part of it. I was not raised in a religious family, but I remember being very young and asking my mom to take me to the church. She liked the idea and encouraged me. When I got older, I moved away from the church, but the Lord was always watching and ready to rescue me. And this was what He did. And with my marriage crisis, I could truly know His love and found out that He was more than my Lord. He was my heavenly husband. Precious bride, our beloved searched across the earth and saw your heart. So, my dear friend, please be sure that you find out that you are special and much loved. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is His name. Be encouraged. If you'd like to read more about my journey, please click on my hashtag Paula to follow my praise reports and Abundant Life lessons.